This is Jim Fetzer, your host on RBN Authentic News, right here on the 30th of October, 2023, live, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. The arrogance of Jewish supremacists has perhaps never been so blatantly displayed as Bibi Netanyahu declaring about this invasion. "You must remember what Amalek has done to you," says our Holy Bible, calling for genocide. PM Benjamin Netanyahu announced the invasion of Gaza Saturday by citing a commandment from the Old Testament, calling on Israelites to, quote, "go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both men and women, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. You must remember what Amalek has done to you," says our Holy Bible. Netanyahu's comments are an explicit expression of genocidal intent, Max Blumenthal observes, painting the Palestinians of Gaza as a biblical Amalekites whose total eradication was commanded by God as punishment for their sins. This is about as disgusting as it gets. Listen.
And to guarantee our existence in this country, we've always... "You must remember what Amalek has done to you," says our Holy Bible. And we do remember, and we are fighting. Our brave troops and combatants who are now in Gaza or around Gaza and in all other regions in Israel are joining this chain of Jewish heroes, a chain that has started 3,000 years ago from Joshua ben Nun until the heroes of 1948, the Six-Day War, the 73 October War, and all other wars in this country.
So he creates a false flag attack. He lets Gaza come in and take more territory in a day than the Ukrainian army had been able to manage in 4 months of their ill-fated counteroffensive. And then uses it as a justification to slaughter Gaza, to wipe it from the map. It was observed to me that he recently made a talk, I believe, at the United Nations, talking about a massive railroad line that goes right through Gaza and on the map. Gaza did not even appear on the map. Meanwhile, weekly briefing, Israel's vengeance spreads fear in Washington. For years, we've been telling readers that Israel is monstrous toward Palestinians. For years, we've been smeared as anti-Semites and haters for giving that news. Still, we have borne witness to unending human rights atrocities, and today it's with the most miserable pride that I see the world coming around to that understanding. Miserable, because Gaza is today in the abyss, experiencing a nightmare of assault that reflects images from World War II. Indeed, this is an aside. There are Israeli politicians who want it to be destroyed as thoroughly as Dresden or Cologne or Munich, the other major cities which were bombed to obliteration by the Allies. Monstrous war crimes. So the world is finally seeing it. Demonstration in our country against Israeli aggression and calls for a ceasefire. Recall the uprising after George Floyd's murder. And remember, I've now reported, George Floyd actually died from a fentanyl overdose. He was not murdered. The autopsy report explained he was not asphyxiated. He did not die from shortness of breath, but from a drug overdose. In 2020, and offer what little hope anyone can have right now for a major shift in U.S. attitudes and one-day policy. This is coming from a very notable and worthy website, Mondo Weiss. Meanwhile, Paul Craig Roberts reports, "One mistake, we're one mistake away from Armageddon." Paul Craig Roberts. "Each of us faces each day threats to our health, happiness, and life overarching it all. we collectively face death from nuclear weapons. The development of nuclear weapons was a human stupidity. It cannot be used, but their existence threatens the life of the planet, so why have them? Accident, emotional response, loss of reason are all human faults that can come into play at any time. During the 20th century Cold War, these dangers were underlined by the Cuban Missile Crisis. President Nixon led the way to sanity with arms control agreement with the Soviet Union and his opening to China. President Carter and Reagan kept the momentum going for reduced tensions and peaceful coexistence. The turnaround came with a Soviet collapse. The neoconservatives took advantage of Russian weakness and prevailed on President Clinton to break the promise given by the George H.W. Bush administration to Gorbachev not to move NATO to Soviet borders if Gorbachev permitted the reunification of Germany. The George W. Bush and Obama administration continued the hostile policy that Clinton renewed. Today, all the arms control agreements that reduce tensions and the danger of nuclear confrontation are erased. The last, never ratified by the U.S., was revoked by the upper house of Russia's parliament last Wednesday. He's a good guy. You can find that on my blog. Now, Hal Turner has been doing a fantastic job of reporting. Get this, over the weekend, Turkish Navy deploying 100 ships. He says against Israel. I suspect it may be for Gaza. In other words, those 100 ships, though many of them are warships and could be used in military action against Israel, may instead be bringing humanitarian aid to Gaza. Plus, 50-plus U.S. military transport planes in 24 hours to the Middle East. Pretty fascinating stuff. From Friday into Saturday, the U.S. sent no less than 50 military transport planes loaded with troops to the Middle East. In addition, the list below shows unprecedented naval deployments. Today, Iran said it will not abide by U.S. warnings to stay out of the Israel-Humanist conflict. We begin with the naval deployments. He's got photographs, list of the ships, the Ford Carrier Strike Group. Those are six ships. The Carrier Strike Group, Eisenhower, five more. The Bataan RG, ARG, three more. The not assigned, five more. U.S. Navy ships, four more. Maritime Task Force, six more. Standing NATO Maritime Group, eight more. I mean, it's massive. All the above alongside submarines and other support ships show an utterly massive naval deployment. I am told this present deployment is larger than those prior to the U.S. war against Saddam Hussein in Iraq in 1991 and after. In addition to all another aircraft carrier, HMS Queen Elizabeth II, which, of course, is a United Kingdom ship, transited the Strait of Gibraltar yesterday. In addition, the Liberty of the Navy of Italy is deploying vessels as well. Air, in the 24-hour period from Friday into Saturday, the U.S. threw 49-plus military transport aircraft from the U.S. to the Middle East carrying troops. On top of those transports, a significant number of C-17A, Globemaster III, and C-5N Super Galaxy transport have been arriving in the Middle East. That does not include regular commercial airline flights the U.S. has used in the past for conveying troops. About 1 o'clock Eastern Sunday, the president of Iran said Tehran will not follow U.S. warnings against interfering in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. According to the press service of Iran, that would be Press TV, Israel has crossed red lines, forcing everyone to take action. The president also made a point to say the presence of U.S. warships in the region will make no difference to Tehran's decisions. Here's Hal Turner's analysis. Based on the movement of ships, troops, and planes, it's obvious to me the United States is going to war, a big war. Trouble is, the federal government under the Biden regime has intentionally left U.S. southern border with Mexico virtually open. Literally millions of illegals have been entering the country via Mexico since Biden took office. It is my opinion that many, not all, of those illegals are fifth column sent here by adversaries to be sleeper cells. I believe when the war erupts, we here in the U.S. will be attacked by these sleeper cells. Let me add an additional opinion. They regard the mega warriors, Americans who are armed but supporters of Donald Trump, to be their enemy. That's the reason they've been going after all these phony gun control efforts, but the Supreme Court is defeating them. I believe they're bringing in a counter army to attack mega supporters. In other words, Biden wants to create an army which could not be of Americans because they would not shoot on other Americans to kill Americans who are supporters of Donald Trump. I believe that is the master plan. Hal Turner continues, you must be ready with emergency food, water, medicine, a generator, make electricity in the case a grid is taken down. Have cash money in your possession because cyber attacks take out the financial network, make credit, debit, SNAP, EBT useless. And almost no one takes checks anymore. So folks with cash will eat. Those without will go hungry. Go and stock up now. Because if you wait, the stores will be empty. Meanwhile, he has a whole lot of reports about what's taking place militarily. This is Saturday reports, I believe, the Turkish Navy is right now 100 passing through the Bosphorus Strait from the Black Sea to the Mediterranean. It is believed, I think there's an alternative. Turkey plans to engage Israel over its ongoing military action in Gaza. War may break out between Turkey and Israel. And believe me, that's a real possibility that it could happen. The Turks are fierce fighters. There's much more that he has reported, including that the interdiction has begun, the ground war in Gaza. But that they have been very unsuccessful. Even Israeli news channels are reporting disappointment in their troops. Get this, however, which I find flabbergasting. This is from Sputnik International. Total of 5,000 U.S. soldiers partook in Israel's overnight raid in northern Gaza, Moscow. A total of 5,000 U.S. service people took part in Israel's overnight ground operation in northern Gaza. Iranian news agency reported Saturday, citing sources. Israeli operation reportedly involved three divisions, several brigades of the U.S. Armed Forces. Israeli army is now trying to divide the Gaza Strip into two or three zones by entering from these areas and then starting the next phase of the war with Palestine to eliminate the link between the forces of the movement Hamas. Bear in mind, I repeat, the reports that are coming from both sides say that Israeli tanks and soldiers have suffered massively in their attempt to intrude into Gaza. I believe these reports are accurate. I believe also reports that the U.S. has taken a lot of casualties, that this is Delta Force, and they've suffered mightily, are also true. Meanwhile, what should be obvious? Mondo Weiss also reports Israeli attacks on Gaza's healthcare sector are a form of genocide. Rav Sigal, a Holocaust scholar at Stockton University, says what happening in Gaza is a textbook case of genocide. a textbook case of genocide. Israel has been explicit about what is carrying out in Gaza. Why isn't the world listening? Jewish Israelis like myself who oppose genocide watch in horror as Israel declared war against Palestine. We want former Israeli PM Nate Tufel Bennett saying a BBC interview. A home, a school, a hospital that owns terrorists is not a home, is not a school, is not a hospital. Announcing to the world civilian targets would not be spared. The next day, Israeli Defense Minister Galant said, we're putting Gaza under a complete siege. No electricity, no food, no water, no fuel. Everything is closed. We are fighting human animals and are behaving accordingly. Well, it turns out that genocide, Mondo Weiss again, has been catching up Israel since Zionist inception. Very, very troubling. We fought simply to stop the Germans alone picking the time and place of our deaths, said Mark Adelman. We will die with dignity and pride, but we're not going to be killed according to the Israeli army orders and instructions, said Ray Serrani. I remember a minor but serious pause many Israelis took in the spring of 2002 when it was revealed some Israeli soldiers were putting numbers on the arms of Palestinians they detained in the Tukaran refugee camp in the West Bank. It's hard to think of some IDF could have done to provoke a more visceral revulsion in Israeli society, for the Holocaust is a singular historical point of reference. Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer and IDF Chief of Staff Shalom Ofos at the time launched a public investigation in the face of protest and public condemnation. Well, something similar is happening now. Get this. Many Jewish people are turning against the Israeli government, which they accuse of committing war crimes and genocide, with complete 100% justification. This is from Mike Adams. Believe it or not, many Jewish people are taking a stand for Gaza rather than their own Israeli government in the ongoing Israeli war on Palestine. One of them is Benny Sharir, a Jewish young man who helps people deal with and overcome trauma and pain, also says he does not stand with Israel on this matter because his heart is with the people of Gaza, who now face genocide at the hands of Israel and the West. I do not stand with Israel at all on what's going on, Sharir said in a recent video he shared on TikTok, also available viewing on X, and I'm finally starting to realize, for lack of a better term, how brainwashed I have been. So we're having a lot of Jews who are having second thoughts about Israel. This is very parallel to a problem Joe Biden is facing. The last place he ever expected for 2024, because Democrats don't want him. The warning lights are flashing red for Biden's reelection campaign as it limps toward the 2024 election. The Democrat establishment has rallied around Biden to be the party standard bearer next year. But Democrat voters appear to have a different take on the debilitated 80-year-old. A slew of polls show the overwhelming majority wants someone other than Biden to be the party's nominee in 2024. We'll be right back.
I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind and open up the doors. Help me.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Is it for all the lonely people? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Well, here are two articles from the South Front, which, as I've observed, is a highly reliable source on what's taking place here. Israel on quest for regional war. I think actually Israel wants to provoke a world war in terms of eschatology or end-time seeking. I believe these extreme Zionists who take a certain version of history to be accurate and true, who believe they are God's chosen people, think that most of the Middle East and even most of the Jewish community has to be extinguished for their God to return to earth. I think this is what they have in mind. The Iranian president warning Israel has crossed red lines, we know. Here's an interesting piece from The Cradle. Iran, Russia set a Western trap in Palestine. The Russia-Iran strategic partnership with China in the wings is laying an elaborate Sun Tzu-tinged trap for the hegemon in West Asia. Apart from Israel, there's no entity on the planet capable of switching the focus in a flash away from the West's spectacular debacle in Ukraine. The warmongers in charge of U.S. foreign policy, not exactly Bismarckian stalwarts, believe that if Project Ukraine is unattainable, Project Final Solution in Palestine could be instead be an ethnic cleansing cakewalk. A more plausible scenario, though, is that Iran-Russia and the new axis of evil, as declared absurdly, even by our new Speaker of the House, Russia, China, Iran, have all it takes to drag the hegemon into a second quagmire. It's all about using the enemy's own discombobulated flip-flopping to unbalance him and disorient him into oblivion. And the hegemon would be us. The White House wishful thinking that the forever war in Ukraine and Israel are inscribed in the same lofty democracy drive and essential to U.S. national interests has already backfired, even among American public opinion. But that does not prevent cries and whispers along the Beltway, revealing Israeli-allied U.S. neocons increasing the tempo to provoke Iran via a proverbial false flag that would lead to an American attack. That Armageddon scenario neatly fits Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's biblical psychopathy. Vassals would be forced to meekly comply. NATO heads of state have made a beeline to visit Israel to demonstrate their unconditional support for Tel Aviv, including Greece's Mitsotakis, Italy's Meloni, Britain's Sunak, Germany's Scholz, the senior lodger at the White House, and France's Macron. I do believe that trying to provoke an attack against Iran is very much in the works, which could be relatively effortlessly orchestrated by taking out one or more of the American carriers and blame it on Iran. Stand by for that to happen. Meanwhile, the U.S. is declaring that it has a new bomber that it wants to use against Hamas. Very, very troubling. The deeper the U.S. gets involved here, the worse it is going to be. Meanwhile, here's a YouTuber asking, can Israel flood and use poison gas against the Palestinian resistant tunnel network in Gaza? The answer, of course, is it could do that, but the reaction of the world might be very, very strong. Here's Baroness Warsey. In 2019, Netanyahu admitted funding Hamas to block the Middle East peace process. That story, I believe. Here's another about which I'm far less confident. Hamas leader blows whistle. We are a CIA sop to advance a globalist agenda. I find that very difficult to believe. What's interesting about the next story is the source. It comes from Reader Supported News, which is a left-wing Democrat outfit that's been begging for money because no one has money to support it because the Democrats are dying on the vine. Benjamin Netanyahu's political future may be over. Rather than bolster Benjamin Netanyahu in a rally around the flag of hack, the October 7th attack on Israel has destroyed his standing with voters. Netanyahu's political career, which has fundamentally reshaped Israeli society, may be effectively finished. Wow. I like that. Fascinating. They're even talking now about life after Bibi. Will there be such? There is a strong argument to be made, by the way, that much of this attack on Gaza, which Bibi orchestrated, was to get himself out of a political fix he was in, because there were major protests taking place in Israel against Bibi. He was in a corruption scandal trying to change the Constitution and the court.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Well, in response to the siege of Gaza, where the Israelis cut off food, water, electricity, made communication impossible, Elon Musk has stepped up to declare Starlink would provide Gaza connectivity for aid groups. I like this. Elon Musk said Saturday, SpaceX Starlink will support communication links in Gaza with internationally recognized aid organization, prompting Israel's communication minister to say Israel would fight the move. Musk said in a post on social media platform X, his Twitter, that was not clear who has the authority for ground links in Gaza, but we know that no terminal has requested a connection in that area. In other words, they have been shut down. And indeed, it is the case that Israel has sought to fight it over giving aid, you know, communication to aid organization. But I think the public relations aspect of this is so horrendous that the American military who are advising the Israeli government have suggested that it's a bad idea and encourage them to restore communication for the sake of getting the aid out. I believe part of the motivation was to preclude sending recordings, records, photographs of all the crimes that Israel's committing in Gaza, most of which now are from the massive bombing, of course, but I think also it was out of pure hatred. Remember the rule of three. A human being can survive 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. The purpose here, I think, has been to bring about the death of massive numbers of Palestinians by depriving them of food and water. Meanwhile, I find this rather disturbing. We have the new Speaker of the House declaring we cannot allow Putin to prevail, says Speaker Johnson after being elected, but, and this is from RSN, dated 30 October, his track record says the opposite. Representative Mike Johnson, elected Speaker of the House on October 25th, has been deemed bad news for Ukraine. Johnson regularly voted against aid for Ukraine and was backed by Ukraine's skeptic hard right in his bid for speakership after the week-long scramble to replace the ousted Representative Kevin McCarthy. The previously low-profile representative has suddenly found himself to be a key decision maker in Congress, deciding which bills are introduced to the floor of the House, narrowly controlled by his party. Johnson now faces competing priorities, from averting the looming government shutdown to considering aid requests for Israel and Ukraine. Now, the Biden admin wanted them to be considered as a single package. But, in fact, they have been separated. Here's anti-war reporting. Republican senators introduced standalone Israeli aid bill. A group of Republican senators have introduced a bill to give Israel $14.3 billion in addition to military aid to support its onslaught on Gaza, separating the funds from the $105 billion request from Biden that would include funding for Ukraine, Taiwan, and border security. What's it going to be? For more people to cut the fences that Texas put up? For more people to bring in more, you know, of these illegals? The bill was introduced by Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas, J.D. Vance of Ohio, Mike Lee of Utah, and Ted Cruz of Texas. It would provide $10.6 billion for Israel through the Pentagon, $3.5 billion for the State Department foreign military financing, $200 million to protect U.S. diplomatic facilities, where Israel already receives $3.8 billion in military aid from the United States every single year. I think that's a catastrophe. It ought to be cut off. But what's more important here is, by separating Ukraine from Israel, where I think no American politician can vote against aid for Israel, I think it's going to be much easier to defeat aid for Ukraine. That's my take on what's going on here. Meanwhile, there are those who are very puzzled by that Kamala Harris, you know, when she gives talks, they're virtually incoherent. Listen to this. Kamala Harris, the enigma of modern political discourse. Since her ascent to the role of vice president, her rhetoric has left folks scratching their heads as if her mental faculties turned into a delightful serving of Swiss cheese. For once articulate sentences as former California Attorney General and U.S. Senator have become bewildering puzzles. Her popularity struggled to gain an ounce of traction. They're suggesting that this kind of verbal incoherence could be a basis for invoking the 25th Amendment to get her out as vice president, where I'm still quite convinced they want to bring in Gavin Newsom to be their savior. Meanwhile, the Seeker, the Truth Seeker, a really excellent website, Israel blasts anti-Semitic amnesty over finding war crimes by all parties. Remember, for Israel, anti-Semitic means criticism of Israel. That's all it means. They call anyone anti-Semitic if they're critical of Israel, no matter on what basis, no matter how legitimate, no matter how extensive and detailed and thorough the evidence. Israel has criticized Amnesty International as biased after the rights group published a statement saying that serious violations of international humanitarian law, including war crimes, by all parties to the conflict continue unabated. Well, if you regard what happened when the Gaza, went into Israel and took hostages as a war crime, I think then you could justify it. But what they don't like is including Israel. Here's Caitlin's newsletter. There's only so much propaganda spin you can put on the murder of thousands of children. Exactly. With other imperial military actions, the propagandists had an easier time spinning things. Oh, no. Those evil communists are taking over South Vietnam. We need to stop them. Oh, no. Saddam's got weapons of mass destruction. We need to get him. Oh, no. Gaddafi's going to rape and kill all those Libyans. We have a responsibility to protect them. In Gaza, Israel and its Western backers are massacring children by the thousands with a shockingly vicious bombing campaign, turning entire neighborhoods into rubble. They're raining down military explosives on a giant concentration camp that is densely populated by children. I think they got it right, and the whole world is simply appalled. Meanwhile, we have a neocon jihad against free speech going full tilt, zero hedge. Shocker! A huge contingent of free speech warriors never really meant any of it. All along, their free speech talking points were code with a much less noble principle. I want my political opponent silenced and my political tribe amplified in the media because I'm scared my ideas can't stand up to scrutiny. Absolutely. That's why there's so much censorship about the election, the stolen election of 2020, the January 6th farce, even of my books about Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Orlando and Dallas, Charlottesville, Parkland. It's because they strike home, they expose the corruption of the government. It can't deal with it. Meanwhile, this Democrat prosecutor has tipped her hand and exposed the entire lawfare strategy she's using to imprison Donald Trump. Democrats are going after the former president of multiple jurisdictions. He's facing charges related to his alleged mishandling of classified docs, his alleged role in somehow orchestrating a super elaborate and coordinated plan to overthrow the government, and a dubious lawsuit in New York. But the case, as Democrats especially excited, is a Georgia election interference case. Georgia law ensures that Trump cannot be pardoned by the state Republican governor if he were convicted. But of course, that was never an option for Brian Kemp to begin with. Fulton County Democrat Attorney General Fannie Willis made the unprecedented decision to bring RICO charge against Trump to prosecute his lawyers and other associates as part of some sort of criminal conspiracy to change Georgia's election outcome, a move that is requiring her to invent completely new legal theory out of thin air in order to make the charges stick. According to legal experts and scholars, the sweeping litigation could be overturned on appeal, but Willis is looking to secure convictions. She wanted to try all the defendants at once, but been shot down because it would turn the courtroom into a circus, which was her intention from the out. She's clearly motivated to gather more attention for herself and to damage Trump's reelection prospects than securing justice for an actual crime, none of which appears to have been committed. Meanwhile, and this is extremely revealing, anyone who thought Tim Scott was a good guy, listen to this. A 2024 candidate for president on Friday, Pell Grants Pell Grant funding should be pulled from universities that do not crack down on anti-Semitism. And, of course, what he's talking about are protests in favor of the Palestinians and criticism of Israel, which, as I said, is anti-Semitism is a catch-all word for any criticism of Israel. Displays of anti-Semitism are being reported on campuses around the United States as students hold demonstrations in response to the war in the Gaza Strip after Hamas launched deadly terrorist attacks on Israel this month. Queens got to take aim at federal financial aid for low-income students. Why aren't they talking about the massive criminality and genocide of Israel? Deadly terrorist attacks on Israel by Hamas, they amount to nothing, child's play, compared to what Israel is doing to Gaza today. Meanwhile, experts are warning that the Democrats' anti-human agenda is fueling a disturbing social trend with devastating economic consequences. The late great conservative activist Andrew Breitbart famously said, "Politics is downstream from culture, and Democrats have controlled American culture for debates." One bad seed Democrats planted was the anti-human idea that babies are a burden and that Earth is somehow overcrowded, despite most every nation on Earth seeing birth rate drop below replacement level. It's true, countries tend to have fewer children the more they develop, but the depopulation movement has been very intentional, as evidenced by declining birth rates. When a society has birth rates below replacement level, that spells economic doom down the road, because there are none of people to care for the elderly and pay expansive retirement benefits. The U.S. birth rate is steeply declining, mimicking the pattern of other developed nations worldwide, causing the global population to stop growing sometime this century. Demographic strategist Bradley Schumann told Fox News, "U.S. and other developed nations dropped below replacement rate in recent years, meaning we're not producing enough children to maintain the population, much less grow it." No doubt, that's absolutely correct. Meanwhile, we have Peggy Hall taking apart the unbelievable event in Lewiston, Maine, France. If you don't care for snarcasm, as one of my healthy Americans put it, then this video is not for you. That's because in my attempt to outwit the YouTube algorithm by not putting forth conspiracy theories about the latest incident hogging the headlines, I took a different approach and showed you how every single narrative, witness, in fact, about the incident is true, absolutely true. I recognize there are those among you who don't care for anyone adding a lighthearted touch to the hogwash as constantly sloshed all over us. But for those who do, please take a look at my take on the incident in Lewiston, Maine, and be sure to leave a comment. Regarding those who left me saying, "I live there, I know those people." For some reason, when I've asked them to provide me with the full names of the victims, the hospital they were taken to, and the date of death, I never seem to get a follow-up reply. Weird, huh? But not as weird as those who comment with a brand new YouTube account that was made on the day they comment, telling me that they were there. But then I never hear from them again. Just saying, of course, I could be totally wrong about everything. Watch and tell me what you think. Here's what she had to say about it. Or not. Indeed, there's another report. We have Joaquin Egopian talking about the false flag. He puts up on the top is his featured image, by the way, a photograph of the guy who's supposed to have been captured, actually found dead, and a photograph of the guy carrying the gun outside of the bowling alley And I got to tell you, they're not the same guy. They're not the same guy. In fact, I took the occasion of Joaquin's very nice post to add exposés of several false flags that I'd done with Brian Davidson, a private investigator from Houston, Texas. See our law enforcement false flag stage event checklist. Share it with your friends and colleagues. If real people had died in Maine, his heart goes out to the victims, writes Joaquin, in this senseless, tragic loss of life. But it's a horrific tragedy any way you look at it. Sadly, false flag shootings too often involve profound sorrow and sadness with the loss of real people's lives. And the fact that factions within the U.S. can be so evil and responsible for the tragedy and trauma put us all, affect the town, the state, and the nation.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing Terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We don't see a lot of Hillary Clinton these days, who is hands down the winner for most repulsive woman in the world. But she gave a talk recently where a protester stood up and called her out about Bill Clinton's sordid trips to Epstein Island. She had him dragged out by the neck. Check this out.
I like this time, but other videos I'm going to check out. Make sure you all comment down below. DM me on Instagram, Life Reckless, or email me, Life Reckless.
The mayor of Houston, a horrible person named Sheila Jackson Lee, a person who is a absolutely despicable, vicious, vile, racist, and hate-filled, awful Democrat, and Hillary Clinton was there because birds of a feather, and she got screamed at about Jeffrey Epstein and her husband going to Epstein Island 26 times. We got the flight logs. Check this out.
I want somebody who's going to get up every day.
Hey, Hillary, why'd your husband get to Epstein Island 26 times?
Why'd your husband go to Epstein Island 26 times?
Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Oh, my God.
They drag him out?
Oh, my God. They're dragging him by his shirt.
Is this really necessary? Is this really necessary, guys? Is this
Let me just say, the answer, of course, to why Bill Clinton traveled to Epstein Island 26 times, he likes having sex with underage girls. And they had many of them were just tied down in ways that are simply appalling. I mean, this was just disgusting. And it's how, of course, they were able to use blackmail to control many key political figures in the United States, up to and including, by the way, Alan Dershowitz, professor emeritus of the Harvard School of Law. I've admired a lot about Dershowitz, but this is totally repulsive as Hillary. Meanwhile, we got a media blackout on a dire situation in Acapulco due to a Category 5 hurricane. Now, get this. I've been to Acapulco. Beautiful. Like Lahaina, it is among the most valuable real estate in the world. I think that's why this happened. They destroy Lahaina so they could buy it up cheap and then turn it into incredibly, fabulously expensive condos and the like. Well, they've done the same to Acapulco, but using a hurricane as a mechanism. But mind you, that's what's going on. So you have what wasn't even, there was no weather problem. Then all of a sudden, a Category 5 hurricane emerges, and then it completely disappears after it's destroyed Acapulco. Check this out.
October 24th at about 6 o'clock in the evening, a tropical storm that was basically nothing and that no one even knew about or talked about turned into a Category 5 hurricane.
I just need someone to love. It'd be anybody. I want somebody to love.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.